Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Today, we are joined by a special guest, Oregon offensive tackle Darian Weems, fresh off his appearance in the Players All-Star Classic, getting ready for his pro day on March the 15th. Welcome to the show, Darian. How are you today?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking some time. And, you know, let's talk about that Players All-Star Classic first. You were over in Little Rock, Arkansas in the All-Star game. Scout said, you know, you were able to read, pick up defenses, something that you showed during the week at practice. What did you take away from that experience?
You know, it was just a good experience to kind of go in and compete with, you know, with other guys that are going through the same process and kind of getting ready for the, you know, combines and pro days and things like that. And kind of having a lot of interviews with scouts and things and having them kind of tell me, you know, kind of how to go about the process and you know, the things that they were looking for in guys. So, you know, kind of just gaining more knowledge about the whole process as a whole is probably what I took away most from it. So.
And talk about the Oregon offense because, you know, this is without a doubt the fastest offense in football, period, whether you want to talk college football or the pros,
right.
You guys get off the snap. It's ridiculous how quick, I forgot in how many seconds between each play, but just talk about that experience and what it's like to play in such a high tempo offense.
I mean, it's good. You know, you go out and you roll up a lot of points, man. Those five big guys up front, man, they feel that tempo, you know, the whole game. You know, usually we're tired, you know, it's a crazy thing. The craziest thing about it is that we go way faster in practice. The refs don't let us go as fast as we want to go in the game, so.
Interesting. Okay. And, you
know,
opponents definitely had a hard time keeping up with you guys. Sixth in total offense in the nation. You know, you talked about the big guys up front. You're a pretty big guy yourself. You know, what are you weighing in at these days? Give us an accurate height and weight for Darian Weems.
I weighed in at 316 at the Players All-Star Classic. Probably gained a couple more pounds since then. And I was 6'4 and a half. So 6'4 and a half.
All right.
About 318-ish.
Okay. And then you think that's a comfortable playing weight for you?
Oh, yeah, that's a good weight for me. You know, I played really my whole career down at about 300, and then I played my last couple of games up towards, you know, 315-ish. And I felt really good. I played in the Rose Bowl at 315, and I felt really good, too.
And now you have your March 15th Pro Day coming up that you're getting ready for. Take us through the process. Yeah, what's that? Take us through the process. Yeah, just take us through the process, what you're doing to prepare for that pro day coming up and what you hope to accomplish out there.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just kind of like a, you know, same thing, just a daily grind. You know, you wake up early in the morning, you know, go, you know, lift, you know, make sure you're eating the right things. You know, I usually work out, you know, 2 to 3 times a day. You know, every weekend or every other weekend, I'll kind of go to some, you know, either out to Vancouver this past weekend, I went to Oakland and I trained out with California Strength. And, you know, just kind of finding new ways to kind of push my body kind of, you know, to be better and to its limits so that I can, you know, excel and do things I want to do on my pro day. So.
Now, you know, a lot of scouts are going to be on hand for that Oregon Pro Day, testing different aspects of your game. I know one area, you know, or one measurable that they'll be looking at that I think you'll impress in is that on the bench press reps of 225, I know last time we checked in the winter you were benching about 365. Have you gained more strength since then?
Yeah, you know, I mean, before the season, I was able to bench about 385. And, you know, usually after a workout, I can do, you know, anywhere from you know, 18 to 22 reps. So I'm thinking, you know, once I'm in and the adrenaline's going, I'm fresh, I could, you know, do at least 25, maybe 27 reps on it. So, and I got really long arms, so. Yeah, so that's the thing about the bench press, you know, for us long arm guys, it's kind of tougher to do, but I think I get about 25 to 27 reps. So.
Yeah, definitely, you know, that's the thing. The longer the arms, the harder that bench press drill becomes, and the guys with the shorter arms actually have a little bit of an advantage in that area. Now, you know, what's something else that you've worked on improving in your game this past season? What's a certain area of your game that you worked on getting better at?
Just this past season, I guess, you know, it might have just been, you know, just kind of getting after guys more, you know. You know, because I always felt like I was a, you know, a good pass blocker, and you know, kind of pass blocking was my thing. But, you know, this past season, I kind of, you know, wanted to really get after guys in the run game and kind of, you know, I just kind of took it to heart and wanted to you know, excel in that part and kind of become like a more overall, you know, player, and I think I did. So,
and so talking about Darius Weems. Yep, Oregon offensive tackle Darian Weems joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and you know, great athleticism for a man of your size. What would you say, you know, is your biggest strength? We talked about what you worked on getting better. What do you say would be the biggest strength of your game?
I mean, I get, you know, my athleticism, my natural athleticism, you know, it, because I'm so athletic, you know, there are times where, you know, I might not have put myself in the best position, but, you know, because I was so athletic, I was able to kind of, you know, get myself out of a bad predicament, you know, just off of that raw ability alone. So.
And, you know, you guys played some tough opponents this past season. A pair of first round picks. I know opening season matchup against LSU, one heck of a game. You know, you faced a guy, Michael Brockers, projected to go in the first round, and then another guy, Nick Perry at USC, both projected first round picks. Tell us about, you know, matching up against those guys and how you guys fared.
You know, me and Brockers didn't really go up against each other. I mean, we had a couple. You know, I had a couple of double teams against them, you know, throughout the game. You know, but their defensive line as a whole down there at LSU, you know, they had about eight guys that they could rotate in that could really go. So, you know, I was a talented bunch down there. And yeah, Nick down at USC, you know, he's a strong, powerful guy. You know, he's kind of small to play a defensive end, but he's, yeah, he's strong, and you know, he kind of gives you a problem with kind of just how powerful he is. And it was good, you know, competing, you know, up here against him in, you know, November. And we had a, you know, went down, you know, early. We were down by 24 in the third quarter and kind of battled back and you know, missed by field goal at the end of the game. So,
yeah, tough game there. And, you know, I want to go back. You mentioned the LSU defensive line because they have quite a reputation for producing pro-caliber talent at the next level. Would you say those guys was the toughest opponent as a whole, you know, as far as going up against a defensive line unit? Was that the toughest opponent this past season?
I think so. You know, like I said, they had six to eight guys that could rotate in, and there wasn't really much of a difference, you know, talent-wise. You know, usually when we play guys and kind of, you know, the way that we play is so fast, you know, you're going to get to see, you know, guys twos and threes, you know, you really test their depth, you know, and when we played LSU, you know, and we tested their depth and, you know, they had it, you know, their guys, you know, their twos and threes that were coming off the bench were, you know, just as talented as, you know, the guys who started the game. So, you know, that was a real talented group that we went down and played down there in Cowboy Stadium. So.
Speaking to Darian Weems, Oregon offensive tackle, NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. you know, Darian, sometimes we can judge people's character by dealing with the adversity in life. You've actually had to deal with some adversity and was awarded the Bob Officer Award. You know, maybe just take our listening audience at home, you know, explain what the Bob Officer Award is, and then talk a little bit about that adversity that you had to deal with.
The Bob Officer is kind of a team award that's kind of awarded to, you know, to the guy that people feel is the, you know, the toughest guy, you know, the guy who kind of has to, you know, battle through, you know, the most during the season. And you know, I kind of had a back injury that kind of gave me problems, you know, earlier in the year, and I was able to kind of fight through it, didn't miss any time. So, I didn't miss time, didn't miss a game, didn't miss a play. So.
And also, you know, we talk about the adversity. I believe you had to deal with Hurricane Katrina, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. You know, I was, 16 years old. You know, I woke up with nothing, really. You know, and it kind of gives you an interesting, fresh perspective on life, you know, when you're a kid and you wake up and you know, everything that you've known is now gone. You know, it makes you value, you know, the people more, you know. It makes you value, you know, kind of the interpersonal relationship. You know, me and you having this conversation now is more important than me in the car or me, you know, buying something new. It's more about the people. It no longer becomes about the material. And I think that's kind of what I took away from that. That, you know, being a 16-year-old guy, you know, I learned then that, you know, it was about people and not about things. So.
Yeah, definitely a life-altering experience at such a young age. There, we're talking to Darian Weems, Oregon offensive tackle, counting down the days to the 2012 NFL Draft Pro Day coming up on March 15th. And, you know, Darian, before we let you go, we like to do something called three and out. So just going to throw some rapid-fire, quick-hitting questions out at you. Up first, I got favorite TV show.
There's a bunch of them, man. I like there's a show called Heroes. There's another show called Lie to Me. Probably my favorite one is Modern Family.
Modern Family, okay. I'm with that. So. How about if you had one female celebrity you could take out on a date, who would it be?
One female celebrity. The chick from Black Swan, what's her name?
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, yeah.
The dark hair, the brunette.
No, not Mila Kunis, but the other one.
Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman, yeah. Okay. Did you like that movie, Black Swan?
I haven't even seen it, but, you know, that's like what I can remember, you know, that's how I remember her.
Okay.
Like, oh, okay, that movie.
I actually happened to catch it, and, you know, it was a head-scratcher, a little bit weird. It got a lot of rewards. I don't know how, but go figure. hey, Darian, last one for you. You know, what's on the iPod rotation, you know, when you're doing your workouts these days? What are you listening to?
I'm listening to a lot of things, man. Anything loud with a lot of bass to kind of, you know, get me in that mood to go. You know, it's just lots of rap music. Actually, sometimes it's really calming music as well. But you know, usually I listen to a guy out of L.A., Nipsey Hussle. Another guy named Drake. You know, things like that. Things that just get me motivated and get me going, so.
I'm waiting for the check in the mail from Drake. I think every player we've had on the show has mentioned him, so getting some publicity for some Drake on these shows, man.
Right.
Darian Weems, Oregon offensive tackle. Before we let you go, I'm an NFL team. Tell me why I should draft you in the 2012 NFL draft.
You should draft me because I work hard. I'm a hard worker. I'm an impressionable guy. Be a leader. You know, athletic, just not even in terms of being, you know, an athlete, but, you know, I'm a guy that you'll never have a problem with, you know, in your organization. I always work hard, you know, and, you know, kind of I'll face anything that's thrown at me and excel. So.
Hey, Darian, enjoyed the interview. Once again, appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to join us here on NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We'll be keeping tabs on you and following your path to draft and into an NFL training camp. So feel free to check in with us anytime, and pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. That's Darian Weems, Oregon offensive tackle. That's a player you need to know as we count down to the 2012 NFL draft. And if you're joining us late, want to catch the interview in its entirety, you could log on to NFLDraftBible.com or check us out right here on Blog Talk Radio on our All Access Football channel. For Rick Saratella, this was the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and we will have plenty of more podcasts, so log on to NFLDraftBible.com for our latest shows and combine coverage.